Central Time. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson.
And I'm Veronica Ricker. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up later, we'll talk to the first ever poet in residence in the city of Eau Claire.
First, the Tama Veterans Affairs Medical Center has been under scrutiny since a former Marine died there from a drug overdose in 2014. Last Friday, the federal government finally reached a $2.3 million settlement with the family of Jason Simkuski.
Simkuski was 35 when he died at the short-stay mental health recovery unit at the VA's Community Living Center. His death led to the firing of the chief of staff, and the former head of the center also resigned earlier this month.
Hope Kerwin is a reporter based in La Crosse for Wisconsin Public Radio News. She is joining us now to share the latest. Hope, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So Hope, give us the details of this settlement. What does the document really say about the purpose of, you know, what the settlement was?
So at this point, the settlement hasn't been approved, but it's kind of a tentative agreement between the federal government and the Simkuski family. Basically, the U.S. government is agreeing to pay Heather Simkuski and her daughter $2.3 million, but it is not an admission of liability or fault, and it says that explicitly. Basically, it's not the federal government saying it had a part in Simkuski's death, but it is agreeing to pay this settlement.
So without the admission of guilt, it kind of sounds as though the government is safeguarding itself from maybe future issues, maybe even coming out of the Tama VA facility. It has not had the best PR as of late. And you mentioned members of Simkuski's family. What has been their role in, you know, suing the government over this issue with Jason Simkuski?
So it's my understanding, after talking with their attorney, that initially they had tried to kind of file for a settlement through the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. And when that was unsuccessful, they filed this wrongful death lawsuit against the U.S. government last August. So this is kind of, it's been drawn out over a number of years at this point. But they're hoping that this settlement will kind of be the end of this legal battle.
And $2.3 million sounds like a lot. Obviously, the settlement is in a pretty preliminary phase right now. But how will that money, I guess, either make it to the family or go to attorneys?
Well, it's my understanding that $586,000 might go to attorney fees, up to that amount, with over, about $659,000 potentially going directly to Heather Simkuski and her daughter up front. That's basically kind of all we know at this point.
Sure. It's still in the early stages. Obviously, more will probably change as time moves forward. And this has been an issue that has been looked into for quite a long time at this point. When exactly did the Inspector General start looking into this issue?
It was not immediately after Simkuski's death, but I believe the report came out in 2015 about some wrongdoings at the facility, and from there it's kind of been a snowball effect of different issues at the Tama VA.
We're talking right now to Hope Kerwin. She is a WPR reporter based in La Crosse. We're talking about a settlement that has come about after out of a wrongful death lawsuit involving a Marine who died while at the Tama VA facility. Simkuski was honorably discharged from the Marines in 2002. What do we know about what he was being treated for at the VA?
I know that he was being treated through the psychiatric unit for a variety of conditions, that was part of what played into his death, was that he was on a number of medications. His official cause of death was from mixed drug toxicity, and so because of the just the different amounts of medications, that's actually what has been found that led to his death.
And, did his family have grievances with, insofar as you know, with the VA before they filed the lawsuit? How did they get from, Jason Simkuski's death to you know, eventually saying, we're going to take you to court over this?
Well, I mean, the Simkuski family has been very involved in the different kinds of, you know, reforms or measures to look into the Thoma VA and its practices. You know, they have really been involved in a number of federal pieces of legislation, state legislation, and just kind of being a part of these reforms and active in kind of looking at those practices and what changes need to be made.
Now, the lawsuit did lead to several departures from the VA facility. What key people ended up leaving?
Well, obviously, the medical director of the Thoma VA was left, and also the chief of staff, Dr. David Houlihan. You know, there has also been, over the years, have been some proceedings where he had over his medical license and the future of him being able to practice. So those are Dr. David Houlihan, the chief of staff, but also the head of the medical center, Mario De Sanctis, were the biggest people to leave.
So there's been a lot of conversation about the Veterans Affairs Facility at Thoma. It was called Candyland, derisively, obviously, because of the amount of opioids being prescribed, the drugs being prescribed to the people seeking care there. You know, how does, you know, this really affect now with this lawsuit settlement, obviously preliminary, how does this affect the Thoma VA in the community as it is now?
Well, the Thoma VA has done a lot of work over the last few years to kind of address these issues and, you know, trying to show the community that they are working to improve what they're doing. And so, you know, they have new leadership in place and have, you know, they've been very vocal to say, look, we had these problems in the past and this is what we're doing about them. And even as far as taking measures to create an environment where employees who see wrongdoing or potential wrongdoing feel more comfortable, you know, kind of blowing the whistle on those issues potentially. So, you know, I think that one that is definitely something that has come out of this death is at least on from what the VA is reporting, they've been trying to work on these issues.
Well, thanks, Hope. We will obviously check back in with you as this story progresses. Hope Kerwin is a Wisconsin Public Radio reporter based in La Crosse. She joined us for the latest news on the Thoma VA Medical Center. On Friday, the federal government reached a settlement with the family of former Marine Jason Simkuski. He died from a drug overdose at the facility.